Well, good morning, champions. Happy Thursday morning and new month, man. It's March already. Man, the year's flying by. Thanks for jumping on this morning's Mojo call. I've got a quick and short message for you guys. Hopefully it will help you. I know it will help you. I want to talk about the most valuable commodity or the most valuable asset on the planet, which is time, and how it relates to what is taking place here over the next few weeks, OKC. So many people waste time. There is a finite amount of time in everything. There's only a certain amount of minutes in an hour or a day or a month or a year or a lifetime. We're not here forever. We're only here for a certain amount of time. And Mark Cuban, Dallas Maverick owner and billionaire, says that time is the most valuable asset you don't own. I love that. He said, you may or may not realize it, but how you use or don't use your time is going to be the best indication of where your future is going to take you. So it is so important how we use our time. So my question to you is, where are you investing your time? Now, look, we're all IBOs on this call, and we all know in order to make money, you've got to pique interest, and you've got to present, and you've got to close people. You've got to sign them up in the business. You've got to get customers. You've got to launch people. You've got to do all those things. That is fine. But in this window that we're in right now, you should be investing just the same amount of time into those things that you're doing into promoting the OKC event. In fact, you should spend even more time promoting that particular event. Why? Let me tell you why. I need you to hear me. Because you will receive the greatest return on investment by getting people into that event than doing any other activity you will do in the business. Let me repeat myself. You will gain a greater return on investment by getting new people into the OKC event as opposed to the other activities you're going to do. Now, I'm not saying stop recruiting. I'm not saying stop doing Zooms. I'm not saying stop doing all the things that you do to make you money, get customers, all that stuff. What I am saying to you is if you put more energy and effort now into getting people into the OKC event, you will see a greater return. Let me explain. When I got started in ACN, I remember my mentor, Mike Kane, saying we had a big event happening in Detroit, Michigan. He said, look, I'm taking a bus load. You want to come with me? You got to register this, that, and the other. He said, but here's the deal. If you want to win, you have to bring people with you. Get new people with you. Now, for some reason, I was just excited about going. And so I was going to make sure I was there. But I didn't understand what he was saying. And he kept saying it over and over and over again. He kept saying, Lauren, you might want to get a few people to go with you. You don't want to miss out. And so in my mind, I was like, well, I'm going. that's all that matters. I'll be there. And I didn't understand the concept of what he was talking about. So I attended this event. And look, I was excited. Now, we all know that every single one of you that's going to go to Oklahoma, you're going to leave there excited. But here's the deal. I was there when I was sitting in that room and I saw the training and I saw the promotions and all the stuff that was going on. That's when it hit me. I realized that, OMG, I don't have anybody else here with me to witness this. So, yeah, I was experiencing personal growth. I was experiencing personal development. I was experiencing excitement and all those emotions. But nobody was with me, which means I had to go back home myself and recreate what I saw at that international training event. Now, was it hard? Probably not. I mean, I was super duper excited. My belief level was high. My faith was high. So I transformed that information to other people. But here's the deal. It was just me. And don't get me wrong, it worked out for me. So look, I got to RVP and all that other stuff, but here's the deal. This is what I realized. I lost hundreds of thousands of dollars that weekend because I didn't have new people there with me. Because here's what happened. The people who did have new people there with them got to RVP faster, got to the top production levels faster because they utilized that tool to grow their business faster. So what I realized is by going by myself, I lost a growth opportunity for multiplication to happen in my business. as opposed to addition happening just through me. And so I, you know, this is a message I want to share with you guys here. Look, we have a golden opportunity, and what are you doing with your time? Your time right now should be spent, you should be putting extra work, energy, effort, and focus in getting people to go with you. Look, turn it into a girlfriend's trip. Call your girlfriend, hey, let's have a girl's trip or a guy's trip, whatever you want to call it, to get people to go, because you investing the time up front now, you're going to get it on the back end. All right, look, we were on an RC call the other day with Tony Kupas, and he did a call for us the other night. Same message. Look, he's more excited about the announcements that they're going to have at this convention than ever before in the 29-year history of the company. So something's going to happen. There are going to be stories there that you've never heard before. There were some people that spoke on that call yesterday. The numbers they're putting in are off the charts. The incomes are off the charts. You're going to hear people earning significant six-figure incomes in cab bonuses. What do you think is going to happen to a brand new person that hears something like that? They're going to go out of their mind. You're not going to have to convince them or sell them on the opportunity. They're going to leave there excited, and it's not just going to be you. It's going to be other people. Now, I'm going to share with you guys another story. This happened in – actually, let me hold off. Before I share that story, I want to share with you that ACN – and every business goes through waves, goes through peaks and valleys. I mentioned this, I think, on the Monday leadership. But not everybody is on it, so I'm going to cover it again. There are companies that have seasons. And when I got started in ACN, we had a tremendous rise. We were in a great season. We were the 22nd fastest growing company in North America, according to Inc. 500. We experienced tremendous growth. And it was about a 7-8 year run. And then things started to change a little bit. Now, it wasn't that the business was bad. It just kind of leveled out a little bit, but we were still making money. We were still doing well. People were still thriving, but it wasn't that tremendous peak. All right. And then what happened was 2008. The market crashed, right? The market crashed, and everybody was reeling. They were looking for an opportunity. They were looking for something. Along came ACN again. Also, during that time, we were on the Celebrity Apprentice, and we launched Energy a year or two later. Now, after when that happened, there was an 8 or 9 year run of tremendous growth, just tremendous growth. People were experiencing residual incomes that they'd never seen before because of the influx of the energy billing. And we rode it for 9 years, and many of us are still benefiting from it today. All right? Well, here we are after a pandemic, 2 years after a pandemic. People have been pent up. They've been in their homes. They want to do something different. They don't want to rely on a job. They're looking for something. And here we are again in 2022. We have an opportunity for less than $200 for people to get in, and now they can afford it, they can see it, and we've got this big event coming up that will send their belief in the next stratosphere. And the next wave is here. The next 6, 7, 8, 9 year run is here. And there are going to be people that are listening to my voice right now who take what I'm saying seriously and capitalize on it, and you guys will be the benefactors of what happens over the next few years if you choose to take action and invest your time wisely over the next few weeks to get people there. Now, with that said, let me get back to my story. Years ago, we were building the business. We were doing our first international training event in Dallas, Texas. And I remember one specific individual. He was a regional director at the time or team coordinator at the time. And I said to people, look, I said, here's what we need you to focus on. This was right before that second wave of leadership, that surge came. I said, look, your job is to get as many new people to Dallas, Texas as possible. And here's what we told them. I said, look, I don't care – you know, how many reps you have in for this month. Don't get me wrong. I want you to produce and do all that stuff. That's fine. But let's focus on getting a whole new crop of people to Dallas, Texas. Well, this particular RD took what I said to heart. And, in fact, he took it so much that going into the international training event, and it was the same time of year. It was March of 2007, I think, or 7 or 8 or something like that. And He had one IBO in his business in the entire month of March. Now, the event was taking place on March 22nd or 23rd, something like that, 21st, somewhere around there. But here's what he did. He promoted, and he had about 23, 24 people attend the international training event with him. Remember, I said he had one IBO going into that event, 23 new people at that event. After the event was over, after all the excitement and the announcements, his business caught fire. In fact, the last 9 days of the month, that organization put 73 people in the business in 9 days. 9 days. He ended up becoming, he was in the top five of IBO production that month. He did it all in 9 days. But he rode that wave all the way to RVP Platinum. And so I am telling you guys, March is always the greatest month, usually always the most productive month for us every single year. But you have a golden opportunity to work now, to put your time into getting people to go. Whatever you have to say, whatever you have to do, you got to pull out all the stops to get people to attend the event. And then sit back and relax. Watch what happens. It is so much harder for you to go to an event, for you to want to go to because you need a pickup. You get there, you feel excited, you feel good, and you come back and it's just you. Those days are over, guys. You got to put the work in now. Put the work in now. Talk to people now. Get the no's now. Get all the anxiety out now and bust your butt to get people there so you can enjoy the benefits of what this company really has to offer. There are going to be so many announcements at this thing. It's going to be off the charts. So I hope this message helps you. The message of the day is to invest your time wisely. Get new people to Oklahoma and watch what happens. Have a great day.